You're listening to the Digital Strips Podcast, the first
and best
webcomics podcast on the planet, and your best chance at remembering your dead dad by listening to guys talk about things they know nothing about and wanting to yell at them but not being able to. I am your host, and I am totally possessing my mental faculties by milking it all just to give my brother a hard time. I am Jason, the Midnight Cartooner Sigler. With me as always, he is super pissed that he got kicked out of the family just because the guy who used to ride him bit the big one. He is Steve the Geek Shinny.
I know exactly what you're talking about, but the way in which you describe that disturbs me. Not a goat, sir.
It's not a goat. It's a different. It's a fantasy steed. I don't know what it is. But much too big to be a goat. Plus, you don't ride goats usually. A full-grown man would not ride a goat. So,
but one of those big fantasy goats, you could. So,
fantasy goats. Pay attention or watch out for our new comic, Fantasy Goats.
Oh, that'd be fun. Lots of different fantasy goats.
Yeah, that's all it's about. It's just a nature comic that's not actually nature.
Well, I mean, they like, some of them have four horns, some of them have wings. It's like My Little Pony, but for goats. My big goaty. And then I could be in it, and I could have a big goatee.
You definitely would. Don't worry about that. If I ever draw you as a goat, you will definitely get your goatee.
Nice.
The comic we are talking about this week has very little to do with goats, fantasy goats. I mean, there is one in it. That's why I mentioned it. But it's much more about family and a familial unit in particular that, we'll get to it. The comic is called Rarurien and is brought to us by Anne Molina. And the name, the title of the comic does seem hard to pronounce and kind of out there, but you eventually realize that Rarurien is the name of the three main characters. So Ra is the middle child. He's the son of Rien, who is the mother, and Ru is is Ra's brother. So Ra is actually short for Rashad, and Rien is short for Rianasha. But, you know, in the interest of screwing up all these names as many times as I possibly can and stumbling over my words, I'll just stick with the short versions.
Which is what they're called in the comic. And also, did you just say the middle child? There's two of them. How do you be the middle of two?
Yeah, you're right. That's not correct. There's okay, no middle child. You're right. There is two.
I just like older of the. Did I miss a baby? Is there a baby somewhere I don't know about? Is it like Where's Waldo, but you gotta find the baby?
I've been watching Rarurien. Rien, you are not the father. Which is true, because Rien is a woman, so you could be the father. But still, my Mari joke landed somewhat. I know that's not in my notes. That was just off the top of my head, funny thing. But this comic is it has a little sense of humor, but it's kind of a quiet, nice little touching story about a family. So this is the family unit we described. That's Rarurien, and the father, who is Rayed, has passed on. We don't know, I don't think, at this point, how he passed away, but he has. He has gone from the family, and so he's left a hole in the family, definitely, as that would be naturally, you know, the case when that happens. But there's also, it's fantasy, so there's a magical element. So we find out that Ru, the younger son, is, I do actually have this written down, and there's... So he is inclined towards magic. He is a certain being, or what is it? No, I have it written down. Where is it? It's a certain word. I'm just trying to find it in my notes.
It doesn't matter. He's a magic kid. He's a magic albino.
Well, no, because it does matter, because there's a backstory to Rue that is, it kind of makes him a little more interesting than just young son that now can't do magic because his dad died. So it says... Rue has been, he's believed to be claimed by the Daive. I'm not sure I pronounce that exactly. D-A-I-V. And that means that he is like cursed basically, but he also has an inclination towards great magical power. And since his dad has passed away, this has now gone from him, as well as his memories. Like he's kind of not quite a blank slate, but they're trying to like get his mind back to where it was. And also, you know, being able to do magic would be good as well. But so that's what's going on with Rue. And that is also kind of driving a wedge in the family because Ra feels kind of forgotten about because the mother's always worried about Rue and all this stuff that he has going on and forgetting that, oh, Ra is also, you know, he's the older of the boys. So he really idolized his father and he really misses him and the things that they would do together. They would shoot the bow together. They would ride steeds, whatever they are, together. And so it's a comic about all of them. It kind of feels like it's more about the mom because she's the one dealing with both kids by herself. And what she's going through in this position, I found it really moving. Like it's a really well set story that is, it does seem, like I said, very nice and small and intimate. And not like an epic sprawling thing. It's just, it's about this family and what they're going through as a result of the father passing and what this means for them in particular. And I don't know. I just found it really sweet and, affecting in a way. Because I really felt the, like, sadness that the boys individually feel for their dad. And, yeah, I really enjoyed it. So what was your thoughts on Ra Rue Rien?
So I, in a nutshell, loved it. Right now there is kind of a trend within the gaming world and other things of what they call cozy gaming, where it's games like Stardew Valley or My Time in Portia or games like that, where you just live a simple life. And there is something relaxing and engaging about this. This comic, Ra Rue Rien, is a cozy comic. It creates this beautiful world, but we only ever see as much as our characters see. We don't need to know everything around it. We just need to know what our characters know. We don't really know a lot. We know that Rien is not of the type of person who normally lives in there. She's an outsider because she married her husband. And he brought her to this nice, sleepy little village where they could be alone. She was able to use her gifts to become kind of like the healer. So she's got her place in the community. She's still a bit of an outsider, but she's still loved. Like, people care about her. They might not fully accept her as their own, but they want what's best for her and her sons. The community seems to be pretty good. There is some gossip and stuff, but you're always going to get that. That kind of fits in the whole thing. Like, dealing with local gossip is a very limited, cozy sort of thing to deal with. And then other than that, we just kind of sit in this beautiful world that is just exquisitely drawn. It's very, very colorful and very muted at the same time, which is a hard thing to pull off, but this comic nails. And we just kind of sit in this world and we can focus on the absolute tragedy going through these characters. Especially, I think, why yes, Rien has it very hard and she is going through a tough situation. Poor Ra, like, he's kind of being thrust into being the man of the house. He's got to take care of his little brother, take care of his mom. And he just wants to miss his dad. He has to sell his dad's goats. He has to take care of his brother at school. He's kind of being ostracized, but also kind of self-isolating away from other people as he kind of deals with his grief. And just having the time and the space to sit with this is not something you get a lot. The pacing in this comic is something that, like, you would think I would call out for, because I'm always saying, oh, we're spending way too much time dealing with these people's emotions. I want to see a fight. Well, that's if the comic's about fighting. This comic is not about fighting. It is about these characters trying to deal with their new situation. And it's beautiful. It is emotionally affecting in a way I did not expect it to be when I started reading, and I loved it for it.
Yeah, I think you put all that pretty much perfectly, that it is something that it stays in the grief and the pain and it also features characters that don't make the right decisions. Like Rian, mm-hmm. you know, expect her to be, oh, she's the perfect mom. She has to hold this family together because she's the mother. But no, she, you know, while Ra is clearly hurting and not in a good place, she decides that's the time. I mean, she has to do it eventually, but she goes and sells the fantasy goat, whatever, his steed, like basically the last part of the dad of that Ra is holding on to. She goes and sells it. She says, we have to go sell it. And that sets off. I it was kind of amusing in a way, that next comic where it's just Ra in the same position in each panel, but he's just crying the entire mm-hmm. day. It just shows how he cried the entire day. Like, he just stayed there and just wherever he would, he was like eating, they're eating lunch and he's putting food in his mouth while still just going, ah, ah, ah. He just cried the entire day. And she's like, well, hopefully that was today and tomorrow will be better. And he wakes up and he wakes up crying. And it's like, oh great. This is like that. That's what she's going through. That's what her son is going through. And she's helping him through it as much as he can. And the moment when she realizes, oh, they shot the bow and arrow together. Like, he was teaching him archery. So why don't I go back to the backyard and, like, you know, oh man, I want to learn archery too. Okay, so how do you do it like this? And she does it wrong on purpose. Like, it gets Ra to say, okay, fine, let me help you. No, you have to hold the arrow like this. And the way he tells her to do it is clearly how his dad told him. Like, no, you hold the arrow like this, because if you hold it up here, then it doesn't shoot straight. And it's that was, I honestly am getting a little emotional talking about it, because that mm-hmm. was a nice moment where it's like he's remembering his dad, even though he doesn't remember that he's remembering his dad.
Yeah.
And just that moment where, at least for Ra and Rian, right in that moment, they're bonding. They're connecting. Because most of the comic feels like everybody's just disconnected. And, you know, Rue's situation with not having his memory and it just kind of being the most tragic of all of them, because he doesn't even get what's going on. He just mm-hmm. knows that things are sad, and that's how the youngest son would be. You know, magic outside of all of this. Like, I like that that's an added element that makes it a little more interesting, but I don't think it's necessary here either. I'm not saying take it out. It's great that it's here, and I enjoy that part of the comic. But with that, just sitting in the tragedy of this family and then picking up the pieces and moving on, I think it's incredibly effective at that. And it's an enjoyable read. But in, like you said, in the way that a cozy game is, where mm-hmm. there might be conflicts and whatever else, but you're living in this space with this family and just going through whatever they're going through with them. And yeah, I just, hats off to Anne for depicting this. I don't know if this is coming from a real place for her or not, but it's very well written and drawn and represented. And I, like you said, I did not expect this to happen with a comic anytime, ever. And it has happened while I was reading this one. Like, I really have been like emotional while reading this at times, and it's surprising, and it's, but absolutely worth reading. And yeah, please, I hope everybody does.
Lots of comics deal with death of a parent, especially even for children this age. But I don't know that they've handled it this realistically. Like, this feels more realistic than any other comic I've read, as far as like the grief and how it's affecting the characters and how they're struggling. And there's something beautiful about that. And it kind of matches the beauty of the world, where it's intricate, but it's muted. It's subtle. The way that this relationship is being handled is subtle yet intricate. And that is so hard to do. So hard to do. So absolute gem. Caught me off guard. Like, I was drawn in by the art. I saw this, I saw the art. I'm like, ooh, this looks pretty. This looks fun. And I read the first two and I'm like, okay, it's about this like medicine woman living outside in the city, and she's got to deal with all that stuff. That'll be neat. Let's read this. And then I'm like, oh, this isn't about that at all. This has nothing to do with that. This is about grief, and it's beautiful. So yeah, very glad we read it. I hesitate to say this because it's gonna kind of kill the vibe we've been given, but I can't not say the names of the characters of Rav Ru without thinking Rav, let's see, Rav Ru Ri, kick him in the knee. Rav Ru Ruts, kick him in the nuts. Like, I think if they had kept naming kids, they would have Ra, then have Ru, and then the next one would be Ri, and then their fourth child, their daughter, would be kick him in the nuts.
That definitely kills the vibe of the comic, yes.
I know, but I'm saying they stopped the two children. Ra, ra, re, kick him in the knee. Ra, ra, ruts, kick him in the nuts.
Well, to continue on that path and take us on a goofy ending for this, I noticed that Ra at one point says that what the magical spirit and whatever sense that Ru is no longer connected to is called the like Ruh, R-U-H.
Yeah.
So I wrote, Ra says the Ruh doesn't respond to Ru. Rut-ro. It made it a Scooby-Doo thing. So there you go.
Yeah.
Ending on a lighter note, I absolutely wholeheartedly endorse reading this comic. Please go check it out. It is one that if you're grieving at a time when you read this comic, it may hit you in a way that you do not like, and maybe you leave it for that time and come back to it. But I just hope everybody at least checks this out, because it is a stellar way of seeing what the comic book medium is capable of. And that's another thing, that the comic pages are set up like traditional comic pages, so the panels can kind of work with one another like you can't in necessarily a Tapas or Webtoons form. So I really like that this is laid out in kind of traditional fashion, and the panels you know, exist on a page and not, yeah. So I did want to mention that, because I think it does help the artwork and the story and all that works together to create this feel, and this comic does it amazingly. Like, so
we should call out that it's fairly short at this point. It's still actively going. It's like 140 pages, something like that. It reads very quickly. It's a heavy read, but it's not a heavy read. It's a heavy investment of your emotion, not of your time.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. So please go read Ra Ru Rien.
Kick him in the Sheehan. Nope.
And that will do it for this episode of Digital Strips. If you have any comments about anything we talked about in this episode or suggestions for future episodes, you can find us on Twitter. The show is at Digital Strips. I personally am at D. Jason Sigler.
I personally am at Idahobo.
Or if you prefer, you can head on over to our website. That is digitalstrips.com. Leave us a comment there in the show notes. You can also reach us by email. That email address is digitalstrips@gmail.com. We have a special thanks to Chime and Adam Tell for our music, which is from their song Hole. They can find Hole, which is W-H-O-L-E, along with many other great copyright-free songs on YouTube, SoundCloud, and Spotify. And if you like this show, I have great news. We do another one. It's a show featuring two guys who have never met in real life, giving each other plenty of reasons to stick to that decision. And that show is called Then You Ruined It. You can find Then You Ruined It along with Digital Strips on pretty much any podcast platform you use. If those platforms allow for reviews, please leave us those 5-star reviews. We really, really like them. But until next time, for Digital Strips, I am Jason the Midnight Cartooner Sigler.
I will always be Steve the Geek Shinny.
Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you in the fourth panel.